We are continuing to follow breaking news out of Venezuela this morning, where more than 100 people are dead and hundreds more are wounded after a pair of earthquakes rocked that country overnight. Rescue crews are desperately digging through debris, looking for survivors. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. is sending in search teams as we speak. President Trump posting overnight, he said, "I have instructed all agencies of our government to get ready to move quickly. We will be there for our new and great friends." News Nation national correspondent Brooke Schaefer is following this story for us as it continues to develop this morning. And Brooke, we know the death toll just rose.
Yeah, Marky, the number of people killed continues to go up as expected here. The latest reports now saying at least 164 people are dead, nearly 1,000 others hurt by these powerful back-to-back earthquakes in Venezuela. Late into the night and overnight, crews in the capital of Caracas and other cities were conducting intensive searches, digging through rubble for survivors. Hospitals in the country are bracing for the injured. The first earthquake Wednesday night, it registered at a magnitude 7.2. And then 39 seconds later, a second quake hit, registering at 7.5. Both struck near the town of Morón along the northern coast. Those earthquakes among the strongest to hit Venezuela in more than a century. Countless buildings have collapsed, with rescue teams now going to the worst affected areas, frantically searching for people, but also very much concerned about aftershocks.